Earlier this week, the National Trust for Historic Preservation issued its annual list of the nation's most endangered historic places, and for the second year in a row, Central California is in the spotlight. This year's designation showcases the challenges of finding the balance between preserving the environment and historic structures. FM 89's Joe Moore has this report.
When visitors come to Yosemite National Park, they not only marvel at Half Dome and Yosemite Falls, but also historic structures like the Ahwahnee Hotel and the park's distinctive stone bridges. But a new management plan under consideration from the National Park Service could result in the demolition of a number of the valley's historic bridges as part of the restoration of the Merced, which is classified as a wild and scenic river. That's why this week, the nonprofit National Trust for Historic Preservation included the historic bridges of Yosemite in its annual list of the nation's 11 most endangered historic places, alongside the Princeton Battlefield from the Revolutionary War and the Ellis Island Hospital Complex. Last year, the trust named Hanford's China Alley to the list.
The historic features of Yosemite Valley are very much a part of what makes that place so special.
That's Anthony Vierkamp, senior field officer for the San Francisco office of the trust. He says the rustic bridges, which are around 80 years old, helped influence the design of features in state and national parks across the country and should be preserved.
The Park Service designated this as a National Register Historic District just 5 years ago, and in doing so, said that it was a nationally significant district.
Of the five plans under consideration, all but one would result in the removal of two or three of the bridges. It's part of a tension between the values of environmental restoration and historic preservation that extends beyond Yosemite Valley. The Wild and Scenic Rivers program emphasizes efforts to bring rivers back to their original free-flowing state. Vierkamp says the trust is concerned that if the Yosemite bridges are demolished, historic structures in other national parks could be next.
I think we're concerned that precedent that is set at Yosemite Valley could be followed throughout the National Park Service. And implementing a wild and scenic river plan that disregards historic resources where their national significance has already been documented is a precedent that we don't want to see set.
The Park Service plans to continue to refine its plans for the Merced River based on comments from the public as it prepares an environmental study for the restoration project. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.